It's time for My Morning Mixtape on 95BFM.
Up in the studio, we have Mason from Water, who is here to share three songs. You're kind of representing the whole band at the moment. Is there any overlying theme? How did you pick up these tracks?
First of all, thanks for having me, Hunter.
No worries.
Sort of a bit of a democratic process that goes on within a band of five people, I guess. But sort of just thought we got a new bass player pretty recently after the departure of Mike Ellis, who's now in Melbourne, who's our bass player. We've now got Joel Beebe, and we just thought about our upcoming sort of music writing process and the stuff that we've made so far, and just sort of made a few ties to that, and yeah.
And you're saying that Oscar has like a driving force of what yeah. the kind of set, what you're going for there. Which ones are these are more kind of chosen from him?
Yeah, well, everyone that knows Oscar, I'd say, could probably attest to that. And yeah, he made a few good recommendations. He came into a practice a couple of weeks ago and showed us this first track that we're about to play, which is a Ryu Sakamoto song from the early 60s. He's been all about the crooning since he's stopped playing instruments in this band. He's just on the vocal mic, so this is sort of, I think, influencing his latest stuff.
And you were saying, what was the playing situation with this artist?
I
mean, it's very heavy stuff.
Yeah, it's a pretty heavy... He passed away in the biggest single plane crash in history, which killed 520 people on Japan Airlines.
But very rough.
After a very successful but short-lived career.
Well, it's nice that we still get to, like, we can play it and people still like it, which is nice.
Yeah, as I was saying before, it was the first Asian artist to go on number one on the American Billboard chart. So
Was that before or after the incident?
Before, I think. Yeah. Luckily, yeah. No, he had a successful time in Japan, and then someone from records in Britain picked it up, and then it went well in the States as well, and then he did a little bit of a tour around there. But yeah, not too long afterwards, he passed away.
Awesome. Well, we'll give it a listen, and then we'll come back and have a think about some of the other ones.
Cheers.
Oh, gee.
Went straight into that second one. Who was that and who picked that one and how did you come about?
So that's a band called Witch and a track called Lazy Bones. It's
Oh, that one wasn't Witch. That one was David Bowie.
Oh, my bad.
We just swapped it over.
Oops.
Okay, but tell us about it. How did you pick it?
That was an Oscar track as well. Back to his sort of crooning that he gets up to a little bit. Mm. You may have seen us at the gig we played at on Saturday at the Whammy Bar put on by Taylor, aka Moral Support. Yeah, he's very into his sort of summery run about the stage jams.
Yeah, when I was listening to them before, I was thinking that one was very similar to what I've heard from Water and like kind of the style of like performing live and stuff, which is cool.
Yeah, we're sort of trying to keep it a little bit upbeat and boppy, and it's going to get warm soon, so if we could write a couple of those, that'd be
pretty
cool.
Get those summer jams ready, yeah, and then
just, you know, write a couple of David Bowie tracks, that'd be real cool.
Yeah, well, they're great. And that one's a good song that I haven't heard for a very long time, so it's nice to hear.
No, yeah.
What's this last one that you picked out?
Sorry, yeah, I got myself a little bit confused there talking to you in the midst of the second track there. But this last one's going to be Witch, Lazy Bones, which is a zombie and psych rock track.
I've never heard this one, so I'm
right.
curious to
yeah,
hear.
I got put onto this sort of scene of music from Big Hungry and Johnny, actually.
Oh yeah, I'm getting a picture in my head of what it's going to sound like.
They've got a couple of records, Zamrock records, and yeah, he actually played me a one by Chrissy Zebby Tembo, which unfortunately wasn't around for me to pick up and play today. But Yeah, it sort of really reminds me of a track that we have called Wallflower, where sort of a bit fuzzy guitars and sort of just sort of boxy, crispy drums.
We're going to play that track after this Witch track. And when's your next show? When are you playing next?
Happens to be the Others Way Festival on Friday, August 31st.
Not too far away.
Yeah, not too far away. It's about, what, just less than 3 weeks away now?
Yeah, about 2.5 weeks.
2.5 weeks, and yeah, really excited to play that.
Have you been in the past?
I have been in the past. I'm often working them, unfortunately, as I work down at the Wine Cellar and Whammy Bar, so it's a big night on deck for everyone there.
Yeah, I'm sure it's all hands on deck.
Yeah, definitely.
You don't really get to go around and experience the whole thing.
But I have managed to get to a few different acts. Like, I got to see a few things last year. And,
any standouts?
I hadn't been into the Methodist Church before, and I saw Daily Kino and Eyes on Eyes down there last. I think it was last year.
Mm. It's actually quite nice in there. Yeah. I was surprised as well with how
it's a weird room. It's kind of like a little bit wider than it is long, but. Mm. No, it's cool to see all these different venues that you may not normally get to go see.
All in one night.
Yeah, all in one night. It's a big sort of block party for everyone to enjoy. It's cool.
Awesome. Well, thanks for coming up. We're going to play this Witch track, Lazy Bones, and then we're going to play a track from you, Water in Wallflower. What you play? Drummer, right?
Drummer, yeah, that's me.
Did you do drums on this track on the recording?
I did, yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks for coming up.
Awesome. Thanks, Hunter.
Yeah. She's lazy.
Lazy.
You're lazy.
Lazy.
She's lazy.
Lazy.
Was My Morning Mixtape on 95 BFM.